This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A stunning report finds researchers from both sides of the abortion debate agreeing that abortion, especially multiple abortions, contributes to mental health problems. Dr. David Reardon of the Elliott Institute says there is no evidence abortion ever helps a woman's mental health. At last, the term vegetative state may be on its way out of use. The description is now unresponsive wakefulness syndrome, and neurologists say that 40% of such patients are misdiagnosed. And there is still little accounting for locked-in syndrome, where patients get to listen unresponsively to doctors and family members as they talk about how the patient has somehow become a vegetable. They also say that head trauma patients die more from where they are treated than from severity of injury. This is Life News Radio. The American experience of good citizens voting to shape the future for the sake of goodness is again being tested. The myth that my vote doesn't count destroys both humility and this simple exercise of goodness. Perhaps you can participate in political campaigns, but on Election Day this November, be certain to participate and vote. In other headlines, President Trump is promoting adoption and foster care as he throws support behind a bill to protect faith-based adoption agencies from discrimination. Despite apparently insincere apologies, Facebook continues censorship of the life issue in blocking election ads. And Planned Parenthood is importing millions in campaign dollars into Oregon to force public funding of abortion there. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.